Hit record. Well, Craig G and Marley Marl, welcome to Dub CNN. How are things, fellas? You there? You there? Are you guys there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, okay. So, so how are things going today with the press gambit that you got going on? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we getting it grizzled out, you know.
Okay. Well, I know you guys
are.
I had to come back. I know you guys are pressed for time, so I wanted to kind of get to it with the project that you did with KRS-One, Marley, and now with the Craig G Operation Take Back Hip Hop. I've heard the word renaissance thrown around a lot. Do you feel that this is another step towards a rebirth of sorts in hip hop? Yeah, I think we're breaking up a little bit.
Me personally, I don't want it to be looked at as a renaissance, man. I just want it to be looked at as something that has been put back into the game that hasn't been there for quite some time. You understand what I mean?
Okay. Okay, I got you. So,
it seems like, you know, right now the game is completely one-sided. You know what I mean?
Indeed. So, kind of along those same lines, as you look at, when you say it's one-sided, I think a lot of hip-hop over the course of the years, and I don't think it's like an overnight thing, but a lot of it has like a disposable feel to it. Like rock artists, you know, they're respected as they get older in the game, but hip-hop, age is always like an issue, it seems.
I've been saying this all day. I think we need to obliterate the word old school.
Right. And just make it music.
I think because as far as other genres, it's considered classic, but old school to me seems to be demeaning and really condescending. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. So how was the process of recording this project? How did it feel? What was the vibe of it? How did you guys feel when you were going through it?
Well, the thing with me and Marley, man, is we just do songs, man. We don't really, like, go in the studio and say we're going to do an album. We just go and, like, test each other's swords as far as, like, song-wise, right? Let me hear what beats you got. Let me hear what lyrics you got with it. And that turns into one thing, and then it turns into, like, seven songs in 3 days. That's how that usually works.
Yeah.
Like, as far as me and Molly working together, we would probably work together whether it was a deal involved or not, to be honest with you, because we just like to go to the studio and make joints, whether it be just playing with the car, you know what I mean,
yeah.
Or get about some passes.
Okay. So, Craig, I read where you said that part of the reason for this project was you kind of yourself refusing to watch the culture get destroyed and further by poor quality of music. I know you came up in an era where, you know, a high level of competition inspired you to be the best MC or even producer, Marley. What motivates you today?
I didn't hear the end.
What motivates you today in terms of to create the best music possible? What's your motivation? Right.
You know, you don't forget how to ride a bike once you start riding it.
True.
And at the same time, I just think that, you know, intelligence and thought-provoking stuff is just gone, man. Like, you know, it's not cool to be smart anymore, man.
Right.
That's a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. So, kind of along those same lines, it seems that obviously the ringtone rappers seem to be raking in more money for labels. And you said the being smart seems to be out. How do you combat that? How does the MC coming up today that wants to himself perceived as, yeah, I go to the club, but I'm also intelligent? How do you think that they go about getting their message out?
I think it's on the machine and the powers that be and who's selling the music and who's putting the music out there as far as it being played and shown on television and what have you.
Okay. Okay. So I know success can be measured in a lot of different ways. How will you measure the success of Operation Take Back Hip Hop?
I would just measure the success in that as the ball moving in the proper direction where we could get balance back in the hip hop game.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, like I said, over and over again, at one point we had Public Enemy,
right.
At Tribe Called Quest, we had NWA, we had EPMD. Now it seems like there's just one thing out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everyone seems to be talking about the same same thing, and that's not really helping anything.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. So I was reading where the story of the Juice Crew is being made into a movie. Did you ever imagine that the art form you helped to give legs to, in a lot of different sense, would get to this point where it's, you know, so not commercialized, but just the different opportunities out there for an artist to branch out into different arenas?
Well, I mean, I learned that when dealing with 8 Mile and Get Rich or Die Trying.
Right.
But I mean, it's a matter of just the culture being so popular and the culture being marketable and making money, that other powers that be are interested in it. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
It's like, to me, great thing, and as far as the story is useful, it's a story. So, you know, it has to be spoken on.
Gotcha. Okay, so how is that? Where is that that project at? Do you guys keep tabs on it in terms of where it's at in the production process or the filming process, or where is that?
Right now, they're still according to Molly. I don't know if I still got Molly on the line.
Okay,
but he's you know, they're getting the funding together, and I don't want to really divulge too deep in it, but you know, it's getting there. I mean, you know, probably by the end of the year, they should start shooting.
Okay, so kind of keeping along those same lines, as you said you learned from your experience with 8 Mile, are you doing a lot more, do you find yourself being given opportunities kind of behind the scenes type of things as you, in hip-hop, so different other avenues that have opened up to you over the years?
Well, I'm trying to, definitely, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, you can't just, you know, hip-hop done grew so many legs and limbs that it can't just be just that anymore. You know, I mean, like I said, I would hate to stand by and watch somebody who didn't put in the work get the culture of that and not do what they have to do with it. You understand what I mean? So,
gotcha.
I prefer to be, like, you know, head first in anything that has something to do as far as on the lines of hip-hop or more behind the scenes, because actually anybody can tell you it's way more lucrative.
Gotcha. Yeah, because it's not, you don't have to do that, all of the promotion and all those other things. You can do kind of stuff behind the scenes, I would imagine. Now, I know that you guys have a busy day planned. So when I say the word classic, and I'm not just trying to refer to, and we're not going to use that word old school anymore, like you said, to kind of take that stigmatism off, what's the first thing that comes to mind when the word classic is said to you?
Hear it or see it or involve yourself in it, it still seems fresh.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's absolutely what it is to me.
Alright, so before, like I said, I know you're busy, so before I let you go, any words for the readers of DubCNN.com? Let them know when the album's coming out and all those good things. The floor is yours.
The album will be out June 17th, Operation Take Back Hip Hop. A lot of great features on the album, a lot of great songs, and, you know, stop looking at it as being a hater, because we all know that we all feel the same way about where hip-hop's going, and somebody has to say it, and if I'm going to say it, you're going to call me a hater, and I wasn't talking to you, because I honestly believe secretly a lot of people feel the same way I do, but somebody has to say it, so I figured I'd be one of the people to say it.
All right, man. Well, thanks again for a few minutes of your time, and tell Marley when he gets back on, tell him it was a pleasure to talk to him for a second. But good luck with the project, and keep us posted on what goes on with you guys.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, man.
All right, have a good one.
All